Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of the talk, certainly over the last half hour or so, centered around Baker Mayfield. Imagine that. He's still on the roster. Browns are actively trying to trade him, but, well, what other teams are looking for or what they're willing to pay, an entirely different story. Joining us right now, and he wrote the article that we've been referencing in our 2020 updates, Jonathan Alexander covers the Carolina Panthers for the Charlotte Observer, joins us as all our guests do on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Good afternoon, Jonathan. How you doing, bud?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Let me start with this one before we necessarily get into Baker specifically. You've got Sam Darnold, P.J. Walker, Matt Corral. We'll even allow you to pick from somebody not on the roster. Which quarterback for Carolina takes the most snaps this year in 2022?
Takes the most snaps? That's a good question. If I'm being honest with you, I think of those quarterbacks, it would be Sam Darnold. You know, he's a presumed starter heading into training camp. You know, he seems to be the most ready right now. You know, they say he looks a little bit better than what he did last year. I think Matt Corral has a lot, has pretty far to go. But if the Panthers are able to trade for somebody like Baker Mayfield, then I fully expect him to be the guy. But it just depends on whether the Panthers and the Cleveland Browns can agree.
What do you think the number is, you know, on getting Mayfield traded and the amount that maybe the Browns would be willing to eat? Do you have any idea, ballpark?
Yeah, I based on my reporting, you know, the Browns were willing to eat $9 million of Baker's salary in a trade, but that was just far too much for the Panthers and what they were willing to spend. You know, the Panthers would make a trade if the Browns came down to, you know, agreed to allow the Panthers to take on only $3 million, maybe $4 million, possibly $5 million. But right now, you know, it seems like the Browns haven't been willing to go that far in spending that much money. So the Panthers, just based on sources have told me, the Panthers are more than willing to wait the Browns out, and maybe if the Browns decide to get rid of them somehow.
Yeah, Jonathan, I guess that's where I wanted to go next is just how, I mean, for right now, the situation isn't desperate because we're just in May. But could you see a scenario where, say, a couple months from now, we get to training camp and, well, you know what, Sam, I mean, this is a guy in Matt Rhule. You correct me if I'm wrong. That mm-hmm. seat's pretty warm down there, is it not, for him?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is this one of those things that if they did try to wait him out that, you know, you think they're comfortable enough going into the season? Because it just felt weird. I'm going back to Ben McAdoo, right? And Ben McAdoo had that odd timing on and him declaring Sam Darnold QB1, which I think we all knew, but it was just like, why would you announce that? So it doesn't feel like they're ultimately sold on Sam Darnold right now.
Yeah, I don't get the sense that they're ultimately sold on him. I think that they'd be satisfied, you know, if he can continue to get better in training camp, I think they'd be satisfied with him. They feel like, you know, one of the biggest reasons why they struggled last year was because their offensive line. And, you know, they got better at the offensive line. They hope their weapons get a little bit better. And with the new offensive coordinator, you know, they think Sam Darnold can possibly hold them over. They definitely would. The ideal situation would definitely be to get an upgrade.
Jonathan, you playing Call of Duty right now?
No.
I hear Call of Duty in the background. Oh, guess wrong. Okay. What's the
latest? What?
I thought I heard a little video game in the background there. I'm a video game nerd.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Are you?
Nothing wrong with video games.
You play games?
I play a little Madden sometimes. Play some 2K. Okay. You know, watch Twitch, and every now and then.
Fair enough. Conversation. What's the status with McCaffrey in his health and where he's at?
Yeah, I think McCaffrey is, you know, he says he's 100% healthy, has no issues right now. You know, he had a freak injury last year with the ankle, and it was a bad ankle injury, but, you know, he's since recovered. You know, I think one of the biggest things for the Panthers is them trying to keep him healthy for the upcoming season because they know how valuable he is. But at the same time, they're trying to figure out ways where they don't have to over-rely on him. I think in the past, under Joe Brady's offense, there was an over-reliance on Christian McCaffrey. He made up so much of their offense. I think it was more than 50%. And, you know, when he went down, Sam Darnold lost his confidence. You know, there's no way around that. If they can keep him healthy along with utilizing another running back who they got, Dante Foreman, you know, they can, you know, be a better team, hopefully, and keep him healthy that way by not over-relying on him.
We're talking to Jonathan Alexander, covering the Carolina Panthers for the Charlotte Observer, joining us here on Afternoon Drive on 92.3 The Fan. So, Jonathan, it's always very easy to simplify a coach on a hot seat by simply saying, you know what, the quarterback position just hasn't been figured out. But is it more than that with Matt Rhule? Like, are there other things that, you know, maybe we're not hearing, obviously not being there, that he does he maybe rub people the wrong way? Is it like what's going on behind the scenes as far as Matt Rhule and that organization?
Yeah, I think that there was definitely some frustration there around, you know, the organization that they couldn't get it figured out as far as their quarterback situation. You know, their coaching staff. But I think what they've done is they've really tried to put a focus on fixing what they can control. They went out and hired a lot of experienced guys like Ben McAdoo as the offensive coordinator, Steve Wilkes as the defensive back coach, you know, Chris Tabor as the special teams coordinator. They got a lot of guys who have even head coaching experience, and they're trying to fix that. So I think that there's optimism right now. You know, I think that they preached patience, they feel like year three, they can make a big jump, and that's necessary. You know, if they do have another losing season, you know, Matt Rhule, there is a great chance that Matt Rhule would be fired. So they have to win now.
What's been the fan sentiment, if any, on the possibility of acquiring Baker Mayfield?
I think it's been very mixed. I think a lot of people don't have faith in Sam Darnold. I think a lot of people, you know, would like an upgrade. But the perception of Sam Darnold is that the perception of Baker Mayfield is that he, you know, isn't a great teammate. So, you know, a lot of people are pretty mixed on Baker Mayfield, as you saw with Robbie Anderson as well.
Yeah.
You know, his comments. He didn't want Baker Mayfield. I think there are some within the organization, even in the front office, who possibly feel that way. But I think that there's enough people who do think he can be an upgrade there for them.
All right. Jonathan Alexander covering the Panthers for the Charlotte Observer. Great stuff, man. We appreciate it. We'll see how this whole thing plays out, but appreciate you joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.